عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز الصحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, and likewise live from our studio in Durban. يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. On this beautiful Wednesday morning, the 8th of Rajab and the 8th of January, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us afiyat and Allah ta'ala bless us with beneficial rain. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفعوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتی صاحب, السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah ta'ala grant you and apa afiyat. Allah ta'ala accept all your khidmat to deen, and may the ummah benefit from the beautiful discussions that we have every morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you, Appa, and the entire family. Jazakallahu khairan to our brother Dawood Monley in the Durban Ansar studio, and our brother Bonface here by me. Thank you very much. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 8th of Rajab in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, South Africa, and 90% of the countries of the world. We say Allah shukr. We thank Almighty Allah and praise Him alone. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 41, Surah Hamim, As-Sajda, or Surah Fussilat, but any one of the two names you can use, and verse number 44, one verse today. Many a time in the Quran Sharif, Almighty Allah uses the word low. Low means hypothetically, for argument's sake. In Arabic you say walo sallamna, walo faradna. So it means that is a hypothetical case for argument. It's not going to happen, but it is just for the debate and the discussion. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل, if hypothetically for argument's sake we revealed this Quran Sharif on a mountain, the mountain will be blasted to smotherings. لو كان فيهما آلهة إلا الله لفسدتا, if there were many gods and demigods and semi-gods besides Almighty Allah, what should happen to the heavens and the earth and everywhere else? Everywhere there should be mayhem and chaos. So that is how Almighty Allah uses the word low. So today's lesson also, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا, and if hypothetically جَعَلْنَاهُ, we, Allah Ta'ala is stamping His Majesty, Authority, Sovereignty, and to use the plural for singular is well known in Semitic languages, Arabic, Hebrew, Syriac and so forth. So, and if we hypothetically made it the Quran Sharif, قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا, any foreign language besides Arabic, but the first people to listen to the Quran, to be listening to the audience of Prophet Muhammad, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will be the Arabs. So what would their response be? لَقَالُوا, they, the Arabs, should have said, لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُ, that why are these verses not well explained? So meaning this is a foreign language, English, Afrikaans, Zulu, Greek, Russian, Chinese. So obviously there should be more problems than solving the problems. Then they should have also said, أَعَجَمِيُّ وَعَرَبِيُّ, the first Hamza is the istifham, interrogative, questioning. A'ajamiyu wa Arabi. What? The book is in a foreign language. Wa Arabi, and he, Mustafa, Habibuna, Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is an Arab and speaking Arabic only. So how will that work out then? So all these are based on the assumption that if you say that hypothetically and for argument's sake, the Quran Sharif was revealed in any other language besides the Arabic language, but it is Arabic and they all understood what are the basic messages of the noble Quran. Qul, you ya Rasulullah, O Rahmatul Alameen, Khatamun Nabiyeen, the seal of all the prophets and messengers, address them and say, Huwa, this Quran Sharif, Lilladina Amanu, for people who possess Iman, Huda, it is a source of guidance. It is a source of nur and radiance and effulgence. You see, this morning we woke up, right? So now what we do, you want to drink water, for example. So now you open the tap, you take the glass and you face it in direction of the tap. And then you drink your water. But the non-Muslims' example will be, they sane and mature, but they place the glass upside down and they open the tap full blast. So not one drop will enter into that glass or into that cup. So similarly today, people who are sincere, they really want to receive the guidance and the nur and radiance and effulgence from Almighty Allah, the Quran Sharif will be their panacea, will be their solution, will enter the beauty of their heart, the beauty of Quran will enter the inner recesses of their heart. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدَى. You see our vehicles, we have park lights, dumb lights, bright lights, fog lights, intelligent lights. So that is how this hidayat, this iman, this faith, this conviction will increase. Washifa, and the Quran Sharif is shifa, is cure. Cure for our body externally, and it is cure for internally as well. Our pride, our jealousy, our greed, our malice, our rancor, our hatred. So all these type of things. That does not mean we must divorce and detach ourselves from the normal medication we are taking, but this is also one type of medication. But the person needs to have that faith and conviction. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَى, and we reveal this Quran Sharif piecemeal. And what is in it? It is shifa, is cure. وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and is a mercy for the believers. So chapter 17, verse 82. So you will find all this in the Noble Quran. Thereafter you see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informing us, Ya ayyuhan nas, O humankind, qad ja'atkum maw'idatun min rabbikum. That this Quran Sharif, remember, is maw'idah. It will make your heart melt, provided you are receptive to it. And wa shifa'ul lima fi sudur. And it is shifa and cure for what is in your hearts. That is, if a person has iman, and now he will have faith and conviction. But the pride is there, the jealousy is there, envy is there, malice, rancor is there, the greed is there, excessive love for this world, excessive love for name and fame. So we can eradicate that and eliminate that and decrease it. But we have to be sincere and so forth. So all this enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter 10, verse number 57. And it is the greatest miracle of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa khayrum mimma yajma'un. Chapter 10, verse number 58. That when you become hafiz, when you attach yourself to the Noble Quran, it is the greatest gift, better than everything people can accumulate and assemble here in this world or anywhere else. We should understand it here on this planet. Now we go to Bukhari Sharif. In Bukhari Sharif, the Hadith Kitab, most authentic book regarding the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the authority of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri. They passed the place and there were non-Muslim, and the non-Muslim chief was very, very ill. They were highly concerned. He might just die just now. So they spoke to the Muslims. The Muslims said, fine. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri says, we went and we read Surah Fatiha. He read himself also 7 times the opening chapter, and lo and behold, he, the chief, was cured. They were delighted, elated. They gave us a herd, you know, of goats and sheep and what have you. We went to ask Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we reached Madina Munawwara, and the Master alayhi salam said, it's fine. So qulu huwa lilladhina amanu hudaw wa shifa. So for the true believers, this Quran Sharif is a source of guidance, the nur, radiance, effulgence and shifa, zahiran wa batina, externally and internally. And those people who don't want to believe, 8 billion plus people on the earth today, 7 billion reject the message and the messenger. They reject the Quran Sharif, they reject Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Walladheena la yu'minuna, and those who do not believe, they're not interested. So fi adhanihim waqr. So it is that in their ears there is some deafness. You speak of money, it will resonate with them. You speak of Islam, you speak about the Prophet of Islam, they will run away. So that is what the deafness is there, spiritual deafness. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ ama, and this Quran Sharif, instead of guiding them, then is a source of blindness for them, that they can't see what is right and what is wrong. They confuse the heart and the batil, the truth and the falsehood, because they themselves, they are spiritually blind. Remember, you show the person who has yellow jaundice a red apple. What color is the apple? He will tell you yellow. The problem is not with the yellow apple, the problem is with his, remember, sight and so forth, that now he's got jaundice eyes. You see that? So that is the problem. Ulaika yunadun. So those are the people you are calling them. They are being called min makanin ba'id, from a distant place. So they can hardly hear anything. So they themselves don't be interested. So Almighty Allah told them, you go from here. Falamma azaghu azaghallahu qulubahum. When their hearts are deviated, Allah let their hearts get deviated even more and more. So no one can apportion the blame to Almighty Allah. We must blame ourselves. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 8th of Rajab, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 460 today in Palestine, in Gaza al-Mubarakah. 15 months have passed since the war of the Jutlas, Harami, Zionist, cursed nation. And remember, we present to you the news, views, interviews, and in Russia, Putin's Russia, day number 1049. Imagine almost 1,050 days. That will be tomorrow. So these are the news, views, interviews. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. 5 Jutlas dispatched straight to hell. We're very proud about Hamas. We're very proud of our Mujahideen. We are Hamas. What we have to worry about, the Jutlas and Americans and these Westerners, they all showed us their true colors. You must remember this, that they are the people who will support genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity, and every crime, so that they can hold on to their white domination and Western domination. That is what it is all about. The settlers attacked the Palestinians because 3 settlers the previous day were dispatched straight to hell. So that is what the settlers do. Our by fatwa, you can publish it, you can mention it in any part of the world. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Trumpeting away. So now he's making a big noise, humiliating himself more and more. I want Panama. And the Panamanian government said, I've been there, very beautiful. So they know that, you see how the ships cross and so forth. So remember, they told him, Trump, you go to hell. You don't come here and dictate to us. Egypt, you must remember, the people there, the public are turning against the Pharaoh, Sisi, on X, on Twitter, and don't be surprised that he will be the next casualty, just like Bashar Assad, the non-Muslim Shia. So Sisi pakka murtad harami. And one thing I must tell you about Julani, I spell his name Jewlani. You see, the German politicians came, amongst them was a lady, he did not shake hand with her. So now the Western media makes a big noise. So that you must say he did a good thing. So I was reading the Haaretz newspaper. They said, how can we object on him when ourselves we have politicians here in the Knesset who will not shake hands with the opposite gender? So if you're going to object on him, on Julani, we will have to object on our own Jutlas and Zionists and Haramis as well. So therefore they answered it well. IDF, the Israeli diaper force, the brigade is pulling out of northern Gaza. It's not pulling out, they got a thrashing and a whooping, and now they defeated, humiliated. Get out, you haramis, cursed nation. Gaza aid effort at breaking point, that is what United Nations says, because Israel is a terrorist, apartheid Nazi regime. They attack, you must remember, the World Food Program, they attack UNRWA, they attack anybody who wants to come and help there. So that is, they want to starve the Palestinians to death. That's also a war crime. End the war, bring back the hostages. That is the editorial of the Haaretz newspaper. End the war, bring back the hostages, and get the hell out of Gaza, you Israelis. 126 people killed in the earthquake in Tibet. That's a big, big story. Trump loses his plea to delay the sentencing on Friday. This Friday, the 10th of January 2025, 20th January, he'll be inaugurated. So Justice Merkan, M-E-R-C-A-N, Merkan, Merson, if I met you, I would have shook your hand, my brother, that at least you stood for justice. You said it must be put on record that Trump is guilty. What the prostitute and so forth, making storms everywhere. So this is Trump, al-khabithatu lil-khabithin. Both of them, both shaitans, haramis, and khabith and impure. 5 die in America because of the cold. Very good. That they don't bother how they murder and kill our babies, our children. They're in Gaza. So 5 people died, freeze to death. Allahumma azibhum azaban shadida. Ya Allah, you punish the Americans more and more. more. Those haramis voting for Biden and voting for Trump. Trump demands, look at him, tinpot dictator. Trump demands Denmark must hand over Greenland to them. So Denmark and Greenland said, we are not for sale. And he is Donald Trump. So he sends his son, another Chumcha sidekick, Donald Trump Jr., go check out Greenland. Can we put the American flag there? You go to hell. So you must remember that. You, how the Soviet Union disintegrated. Inshallah, America will disintegrate under Donald Trump and Israel will fall and the Arab tinpot dictators one by one will also fall. Venezuela and Paraguay, I visited both countries in South America and now they play one against the other. So now they have seven ties. Very bad that is. Macron, the Hitler of Europe, says Africans, meaning that where they were in the continent of Africa, they are ungrateful and they are showing ingratitude and so forth. Didn't you say that they must pay taxes to you? You said you gave them independence after raping them, plundering them, and still they must pay taxes to you. We say go to hell. And what the Muslims did 10 years ago, they had that cartooners, they dispatched them to hell, we support them. We'll be telling you that very straight in your face. Indonesia, the largest Muslim country, joins BRICS. BRICS, if you look at the formation of it, majority of them now are Muslim countries, Arab countries. Listen to this here. The big sheikh in the Arab world, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, he passes away at the age of 96, rahimahullah. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. Look at how these Arab regimes play with one another. So his son, Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi's son, Abdurrahman Qardawi, is to be extradited from Lebanon to UAE. Can you believe that? UAE said they want him there, and Egypt said they want him there, because he made statements against them. So go to hell. You are both haramis. UAE, murtad, may they have been shaitan, been zindiq. MBS, murtad, and MBZ, murtad. And remember you, there in Egypt, the Pharaoh, murtad, and Shias in Lebanon. So that is all haramis. So that is what they do. They play one against the other. Good riddance to Trudeau, another shaitan and harami. The European leaders criticize Musk. It's Musk, don't think you got billions and billions. You can just come talk nonsense here. So they told him to fly a kite, you must remember. Let's come to South African news. You remember Stian Hayes, the leader of the DA, and now part of, you must remember, the GNU. So now, why are they in the GNU, Government of National Unity? The perks they get. So he is using a vehicle, 2.8 million with blue lights and everything. Can you believe that? And then they will have, because they're ministers, so many bodyguards and so forth. This whole GNU, 77 ministers and deputy ministers, a disaster for South Africa. If you understand the real politics, 90% of them, mufatiyas, bunch of freebies. They just want to eat and eat. South African private Afrikaans University is showing incredible growth. When we were under apartheid, I enrolled at UNISA. UNISA was an Afrikaans baby. So the Afrikaner government, apartheid was a crime. But certain things they did. That time, I'm speaking of the 80s when I enrolled there. So remember, they were the largest correspondent university in the world. That is UNISA. But you know where it is today. Cyril and the ANC facing big problems. Cyril Ramaphosa, your president, he warns the SACP, the South African Communist Party, don't go alone in the next elections and so forth. Local elections, SACP told him, go fly a kite, we're going alone. And they're having big, big problems among themselves. You know, Paul Matashila, whatever his name, deputy president, he went there to Khayelitsha, yes, yesterday. And his security guard, they insulted one of the people there. They expelled them and kicked them out. Get out from here. So it was a frosty reception for them there. And then here in Lands yesterday, Maulana Salim, after Maghrib Salat, a house collapsed here. This India brother, he built a house, triple story, but must have used substandard builder, substandard material, about 7:20, 7:30 last night after Maghrib, so that one side of it collapsed and one person injured, hospitalized. I suppose they'll have to demolish the whole thing now. So we were going for Isha, so I went to see it, you understand. It was cordoned off, but a very, very sad situation. Allah shukr, there were no fatalities. Air Link cancelling flights to Maputo, Mozambique, and so forth. The brothers, sisters of Mozambique suing Air Link and so forth. And inshallah, that in our tafsir, that plays from 1:30 to 2, today will be Surah Ikhlas, and then Surah Qul Wallah. Tomorrow, Thursday, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, Surah Falaq, and then on Friday, Surah Nas, Wadda Khatmul Quran, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz. And thereafter, remember that, you know, when I was in Newcastle, we had the ISCO. Now they call them the Mittal. So Mittal and all of them are going to fire about 3,000 workers. The whole thing is falling and big collapse and so forth. Okay, let me give you one breaking news. Very interesting for us as Muslims. You see, there's a place called Sunning Hill. Sunning Hill is right next to Mia's farm, okay? So just to give you the location. So our brothers want to establish, build a mosque there. So people, non-Muslims and so forth, they objected. Our lawyers, Allah give them jazai khair. So mashallah, Hazayir Umar San, Abu Bakr Umar, he's a big shot advocate. My brother Yusha Tayyab, attorney. My brother Yusuf Dokrat, attorney. And they went, and mashallah, that after lengthy deliberations, so the interdict, urgent interdict, they brought the opposite party, was rejected and struck off the roll, and now the Muslims can build the masjid. We say, Jazakallahu khaira, Allah's mercy came to us Muslims, and the barakah wasila of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To you, my brother Yusuf Dokrat, we spoke yesterday. To you, Yusha Tayyab, we spoke. Abu Bakr Umar, my connection and my qazi, we say, Jazakallahu khairan. You, in my book, you are much better than all these molvis and reverends and all these shaitans who went as friends of the court to the court and to close our masajid. And remember, we will never forgive them for that. And Quran says Allah will deal with them. Chapter 2, verse 114, Lahum fi dunya khizyu wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. For them is disgrace and humiliation. They talk about Sira Jalsa, their three musketeers and haramis and shaitans closing our masajid. The haram to attend to all these places here. You must know what is haq and what is batil. Wa lahum fil akhirati adhabun azim. And in the year after, a horrible, grievous punishment awaits them. We told them 100 times, apologize to the public, then Allah's mercy will come to you. So you can listen to our lawyers exclusively on Markaz Sahaba today. Mozahid Khan will inshallah interview them between 8 and 8:30. Brother Abu Bakr Umar will be on, and Brother Yusha Tayyib will be on inshallah after the news at 8 o'clock today, inshallah. 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Imran Khan, not from Pakistan, Imran Khan, South African version, and he does the work of da'wat and so forth, inviting people towards Islam. 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and then will be the tafsir of the Quran, 1 to 2. Today is Wednesday. After Zuhr, remember, du'as are accepted. So turn more and more to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Jee Ma'asirim Kareem, inshallah, we have 20 minutes left. Let's fire up. Tomorrow our salat will go to 5 o'clock. So we'll have more time, inshallah. But today, let's just finish up, inshallah, after 19-20 minutes. Barakallahu fiqh.
Mufti Saab, can you please share a dua to save oneself from dreadful diseases?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Write this down, O ulama. Write this down, O students. Imam Nasai, you see, Hazrat Maulana Aziz Ahmad Bihari, he taught Maulana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah in Dabel in 1937-1938. He taught me in 1979-1980, 1399 and 1400. Then he wrote a letter on my behalf to Maulana Sema, and that's how I got the job there in Newcastle Darul Uloom with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So we studied Sunan Nasai by him. Imam Nasai has one unique feature. Kitabul Isti'adha, the chapter of seeking protection. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. He brought 65 chapters. No other scholar in hadith has done that beside him. Famous books I'm speaking about. So that is a great distinction. So write down, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. O Allah Jalla wala, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases, the terrible sicknesses. Ya Allah, protect us from that. So wonderful, authentic dua, sahih hadith, mentioned in Sunan Nasai and in Abu Dawood. Allah always keep us with siha and afia, good health and protection from all harm and all evil.
Mufti Saab, we will be going to Taif for ziyarat. When we return to Makkah, do we have to perform an Umrah?
When you go to Taif, we encourage that. Tomorrow you're going, today you're going, you are in Makkah. So after your Fajr Salah, try and have Nashta, and then you make Rasta. So try and go early part of the morning, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and tell that taxi driver to show you Hunain, and then he must show you Jirana. So if you take some taxi guy, speak to him before time. So all these are important places. Hunain was the battle place after the Fateh Makkah, the conquest of Makkah. And then the Master alayhi salatu salam went to Taif, and then the battle of Taif took place. Then the Master alayhi salatu salam came back, and there in Chirana, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, is the month of Zulqa'dah, the Master alayhi salatu salam performed Umrah from there. So you Muslim, you're going there to Taif, you take your wife, your daughter also, worth, very good, and show them Masjid Abdullah ibn Abbas, and they can, you can go and read Salat there. And next to the Masjid is Abdullah ibn Abbas Mazar and his Qabr Mubarak. If you know Arabic, then his biography is written there. He passed away in the year 68 after Hijrah. Muhammad bin Hanafiya, the son of Sayyidina Ali, a Tabi'i successor, performed his Salat Janaza. Then you go to Masjid Addas. Masjid Addas is that place. After they pelted, they jeered, mocked the Master alayhi salatu salam, the blood oozing out, the tears Mubarak rolling down. Addas comes with water and grapes, and he says that, you know, this I brought for you. He had some pity and self-sympathy and all that. So anyway, the Master alayhi salam asked him, from where you come? He said, Ninwa. He said, my brother is there in Ninwa. He got a shock. Who? Said Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam. Then he, Addas, kissed the Mubarak hands of the Master alayhi salatu salam. So MBS is pakka harami. But one thing happened good. Unintended consequences. All these masjids have opened up now. So you must go there to Masjid Addas. You can read Salat there also. And go to the place where the battle took place, Ma'rikatu Taif. Then you come to Sail, Sail Kabir. So Sail, how you have a business shop, Sail and that. So the S-A-L-E. So Sail, Sin Ya Lam, that is the Miqat. And then all the facilities are there, very good. I fasten Ihram there myself, my wife also. Ladies, you know, Ihram is normal clothing. And thereafter, you read your 2 rakat Salat, you make intention for Umrah, and then Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, excellent. Academically, according to the Hanafis, is compulsory. You must perform the Tawaf from Taif, and Shafis, Hanbalis and them is better, but not compulsory.
Mufti Saab, can you go from Mecca to Abwa and Badr for Ziyarat?
Yes, you must remember, you go nowadays, whether you got Umrah visa, tourist visa, you go where you feel like. Make sure you keep your passport with you and all your documents are with you, your visa and what have you. So you don't have any problems. You want to go there to Badr, mashallah, 17th Ramadan on a Friday. Allah Jalla Wala gave them victory. Abu Jahal and 70 of his people dispatched straight to Jahannam, and Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, beloved Sahaba, 14 of them became martyrs and shuhada. They are Qubur Mubarak all there. And you want to go to Abwa, and that is where Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's Walida Muhtarama, Honorable Mother, is. But the Saudis, Najdis, we must call them Najdis, so they burnt all that finish and clear. There's no sign left there. That is what they did, if you know. Sheikh Alawi Maliki, that the great Muhaddis of Makkah, is to teach me all these things. He say, take it from me. Yes, the evidence what they did. He showed me all that. He is also Rahimahullah. Sudais supposed to perform his Salatul Janaza, and Sudais walked away and he didn't perform his Salatul Janaza. The same Sudais, sell out, traitor to Islam, you can call him. So you must remember, King Abdullah, after 1-2 days, told Sudais, you and Shuraim go to the house of Alawi Maliki and go offer their condolences there on behalf of us, the government. And he had to eat humble pie and he had to go to the house. You must learn all these things. Ulama, students, half of you fast asleep. You don't know what's going on there. So you need to wake up from your slumber and understand all these things there.
What is the dua for istikhara?
Remember the dua for istikhara. You don't know what to do. You confuse, your fuses are blown. Must I marry Aisha or Fatima? The lady say, must I marry Khalid or Ahmed? So they confuse. So read now with me. Allahumma, O beloved Allah, khirli khara khire, khirli وَخْتَرَ لِي. O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, you select the best for me and you choose for me. So same time what comes in your heart, that is your answer. All this business that you must go and sleep, you mustn't talk to anybody, you will see a dream. All, nothing is mentioned like that in the Quran Sharif or in the Sunnah Mubarakah or the Sahaba. That is just, remember, an opinion, a suggestion of some scholars and some ulama. So we must draw a distinction. What is sunnah and what is just iqtirah and ara and suggestions and opinions? We must not elevate it to the rank of sunnah. Then it becomes a bid'ah and an innovation and not permissible then. So read Allahumma khirli waqtarli. You want to read 2 rakat salat before that? It's fine. Read it, no problem. And same time you'll get your answer. So you sister, you don't have to wait till your menses ends now. You will take another 9 days, 10 days, 8 days. Just read Allahumma khirli waqtarli and then you give your answer. So everything can be done. Sharpshoot, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, my son is waiting for his metric results. What can he read to get a good pass?
If you can't pass in South Africa matric, then really you'll have to go to a psychiatrist. Imagine 30% pass, 33% pass. It's a joke, man. You must remember that. So therefore, your matric certificate is not worth the paper on which it's written unless you pass Kamlo Dei, unless you pass with some distinctions and so forth. My niece's son, I don't know when, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, suddenly I see his name is in the paper and he got 8 distinctions. So the Swats contacted him, said, hey, you better come study here, everything we will pay for. So see, if you pass like that, that is something. But now you pass like this, 40-30%, what you going to do? You understand? Waste your time. Therefore you find 1/3 of our youth in South Africa unemployed. That is what the ANC did. They have destroyed the medical system system, in the hospitals. Just go here to our government hospitals and see what a mess there is. Go to our schools and see. So more girls are getting pregnant than studying. So you must remember, they're giving them practical lessons of biology. Amali tawis. You see that? Say, come here, let me test you out. All these haramis, you must remember that. These are not schools, these are brothels, remember that. So that is the reality on the ground and so forth. So yes, you want to be a success in life, then read Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattah, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Read the 99 names of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala daily, not only this week when the results are coming out, or next week or whenever. So remember, we must show our love for Allah. Chapter 7, verse 180, Allah Jalla Wala states, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. Allah commanded me and you, and you must call and invoke Almighty Allah Jalla Wala by His 99 names. By heart it, you still got 1 week before school opens. So مَنْ حَفِذَهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. You by heart the 99 names of Allah, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you enter paradise. You can't by heart it because you old, you cold, and so forth. So man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah, hadith in Tirmidhi, look inside and read it. Past 30, 40 years I'm reading, only with Allah's mercy, Allah's grace. So make sure, safaran wa hadara, whether you're on the plane, whether you're on the train, whether you're local, whether you're overseas, every day you read the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then make dua after that, your duas will be accepted, inshallah.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to lease out your property to a bank?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us Surah 5, Chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, that do not cooperate in sin and transgression. Riba, interest, sood, viaj, not piaj, viaj. So all that, remember, totally haram. Go read the Quran Sharif, chapter 2, verses 275 to 279. Allah Jalla Wala has condemned riba, interest, usury, sood, viaj, in such a manner that no other crime has been condemned. Surah 2, verse 279, فَإِلَّا لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا, if you don't abstain, refrain from giving interest, from receiving interest, from being the contracting party in an interest-related transaction, so you are part and parcel of it, فَأَذَنُوا, you don't want to stop, then be prepared. بِحَرْبِمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, you want to wage war against Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, against Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You won't find such a wa'id, such a warning in any part of the Quran, besides for interest and so forth. Absolutely haram. Now you give your premises to a bank. Say, no, a Sharia compliant bank. Who's fooling who in the zoo? So it's just semantics involved. It's just talfiq. You know what is talfiq? They will take certain things from the Hanafi school, certain things from the Maliki school, and certain things from the Shafi school, and then they will tell you Sharia compliant. Ask them how much money they're making out of this. Scholars for dollars, whether it is in Pakistan, whether it's in the Arab countries, whether it is in South Africa or anywhere else, we're dead against it. Our greatest ulama in India, Pakistan were against it. Hazrat Maulana Salimullah Khan Sahab, Nawwar Allah, the Ustad of Mufti Taqi Sahib, the Ustad of Mufti Rafi Sahib, and our Ustad, I'm his first student from South Africa, with Allah's help, who graduated there. So he told me that Yesab Uharam is not permissible, and I must write a fatwa in English and send it there to Karachi, and they will publish it. Whether they publish it or not, I don't know. So remember this, Hazrat Maulana was one of the senior ulama, of Pakistan. Hazrat Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, he passed away a few years ago. I asked him myself, yeah, at Darul Zakaria, and he said, Jai is Nahi. So how can we legalizing interest through the back door, just like the halal logos, a mockery of the deen of Islam, the Sharia compliant, is just making you a fool. Let me tell you that.
Mufti Sahab, today is 1 year for my father's passing away. When I visited the grave today, I noticed the sand sank into the grave. Does this signify anything?
Oh, Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, grant our parents Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. Sometimes in life you think about them. We are elderly. Imagine 60, 70 years old. Some of us are fathers, grandfathers, grandmothers, and so forth. But still now the tears roll down. So remember, you spoke about Abwa, the hadith in Muslim Sharif. Wa baka wa abka man hawlahu. Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, went to visit the grave Mubarak of his honorable mother, and he cried, and those Sahaba who were there around, they also cried. Remember that. So remember, we must feel something is very, very, you know, there's a vacuum in our life. My beloved mother, my beloved father is no more. So read Surah 14, Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verse 41. Everyone should learn this verse. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive me. Forgive my beloved parents, provided they died as Muslims. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the believers, يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The day the reckoning is established. You know, my brother, there's so much rain nowadays. So therefore, it's something normal that many graves, they will just sink in and so forth. So you don't have to take any bad meaning or anything. You go yourself and just fix up the grave. Or you will find all these workers there, yeah, in lands when we go. So you just see, boza, boza. The one guy will come with the spade, one guy will come with the water. You see, we're looking after this grave. They will take flowers from another grave and put on that grave which you visited. The flowers are also now rotating. So you know, these guys also know that Sulman are the best guys. You know Sulman. Sulman is how they speak. For us Muslims, they call us Sulman. So you say, Sulman, nigalo mali boza. So they know, they collect from 50 guys, one flower going around everywhere. So that is how they make money and so forth. So just fix it up and keep on making dua and give out charity, inshallah. Allah grant all our parents, all the Muslims, all our martyrs, Jannat al Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen. Last question, Muslim.
Mufti Sahab, I would like to know if a husband is allowed to be buried in his late wife's grave.
The husband and wife can be buried in the same grave. I was in Middelburg now 2-3 weeks ago, and from there I was in Trichardt, had to perform the nikah from there, Witbank, and then I went to Middelburg. My nana, nani all passed away Ramadan. Nani passed away, grandmother, mother's mother, 27 night. Allah grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. So another connection passed away, Ali Mama. I couldn't make it for the janaza. So his sons, Iqbal and Suleiman, I told them, come with me. So they came, and I saw, mashallah, that the husband, meaning that the husband, wife, their father, mother, buried in the same grave. Totally permissible. No problem with that. Another question related to that. Sometimes the wife passes away before the husband. So the people ask the question, can the husband go into the grave and bury his wife? Totally permissible. According to all four schools, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and he buried Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha. One more announcement reminding you, today between 8 and 8:30, exclusive to Markaz Sahaba, listen to our advocate Abu Bakr Umar, the son of Zahir Umar, and listen to attorney Yusha Tayyib. Inshallah, they will tell you what happened in the High Court yesterday, how the Muslims warned the court court case, and now the masjid can be built in Sunning Hill near Mia's farm. And you Muslims, you should contribute for this masjid here, inshallah. The more than 100 Muslim families in that location, in that vicinity, may Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, and protect all our masajid throughout the world. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullahu khairan, ahsan al-jazaa, Mufti Sahab, for that question and answer session. As the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, wa husnu su'ali nisful ilm, asking good questions is half of one's knowledge. So as we always mention that daily we are increasing our knowledge and the information of what is permissible and what is not permissible. So beautiful hadith, wa husnu su'ali nisful ilm, asking good questions is half of one's knowledge. We really appreciate our listeners for sending in those questions. Not only are they benefiting, but alhamdulillah, the entire ummah is benefiting. May Allah Ta'ala reward one and all.